Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And here we are back at the Farmington Civic Center. I'm Scott Micklin. This is KSJE On the Road. And my guest, of course, the one and only Randy West, is joining me, the supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center and the man behind the idea of putting on a musical of the Christmas Carol and putting it on a national tour. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to get to hang out with you.
Thank you for letting us hang out with you.
Absolutely.
During rehearsal for this big show.
It is a big step for us that when I was originally hired to come here, it was with the idea that Farmington wanted to do some adjustment in what we were culturally, and some of that was hiring touring shows that were a little broader. We've had American Ballet Theater. We're having the Ten Tenors are coming back in the spring here, and along with that, to found Four Corners Musical Theater as a professional musical theater company that would sometimes perform completely professionally, but also in the summer open it up so we get to work with many locals, and also we always pick the last show of the summer to have kids. So that was all kind of going on, and there was a discussion early on about, was there any way that we could not only begin to build our reputation in New Mexico, which I think we're doing, but was there any way to reach out more broadly across the United States? And I kept saying to the people that were asking me this, I said, baby steps, baby steps. I mean,
right.
I know we have desires, and I'm trying to get there, but you have to wait for something to happen or an opportunity to come up. And we'd been booking here. Many of your listeners have come to the Civic Center and seen the national tour of Christmas Carol. We've had it here twice, and it's always been delightful. It's always been a fun show. I always liked it because it was fun and it had magic and it was a little scary. And yet it was a wonderful family experience. So if you brought your kids and this was the first live theater piece that they saw, I thought it was a great introduction to the performing arts. And so I got the last year that they were able to come here, Ed, my technical director, said their stage manager seems very competent. Why don't you see if she's got a contract after Christmas Carol, because we were getting ready to gear up for our March musical. And I asked her, and she said she was free, and we exchanged information. And when I went back to ask them later if they, I usually check in about on the dinner break and just say, is everything going okay? Thank you for being here in Farmington. And I did my usual spiel, was getting ready to leave, and somebody in the back raised their hand and said, can you tell us a little bit about Four Corners Musical Theater? And I said, sure, and I did. And then as I was getting ready to leave, another person said, can we submit to you if we want to be considered for professional work in the future? And I said, sure, and I left them some business cards. Well, they did. And in the Music Man Pirates Annie summer, we had different people from Christmas Carol that came in and out during that summer. Mm-hmm. And then when we did for the Halloween musical, we did Sweeney Todd, we had even more people from the Christmas Carol cast. They did Sweeney Todd, and all of those people flew directly from here to go on the tour. And that was the tour that we were supposed to end, because we knew so many people, we were willing to do the cast party for them. And they didn't make it because they froze out in Montana. So,
oh, that's right. I remember that.
That was the really bad snowstorm.
Lots of snow in Montana.
It was crazy cold up there.
That's right.
They were like 40 below cold up there, and the fuel lines were freezing in all the cars, and their truck, which kind of took their ability to get here away. And so we made adjustments, and we had to announce to people that we couldn't do the performance. And I had always, after the shows, received a call from Sean at CMI Entertainment, which is the national group that books touring companies. And and I always asked me about the show, and I always said what I liked about the show, which was a lot. And then after our sharing talent back and forth, he called me and said, now that I know that you're some musical theater big shot, would you tell me what you really think of Christmas Carol? And I said, well, I guess. And my one criticism was that they had Christmas carols that were well performed and they were choreographed, but they weren't integrated into the body of Christmas, of the actual Dickens Christmas Carol. No. And so they did some of the Dickens, and then they kind of stopped. And so the Christmas carols were respites. I mean, they were a break in the story, and then they went on with the story. And I said, you know, if you could find a way to integrate that musical material, so in some way it was taking your story forward or connecting to either part of your story, the actors would have something to act. And right now all they can do is be a show choir for you. So that, I said, take that, you know, for what it's worth. And a couple of months passed, and Sean called me back and said, you know, do you want to put your money where your mouth is? And I said, in what way? And he said, would you be interested in directing the national tour this year of Christmas Carol and seeing if you could integrate the musical numbers so that they were more tied to the story? And I said, I don't know. And I called the powers that be in Farmington, and they said, yes, see if you can do that. And what that grew into was kind of just me. And then as I got to know Lowell, who's been the... I think Scott's going to talk to Lowell soon.
We will. Yes, indeed.
And Lowell's been the producer of this, every tour of this. And so he started talking to me, and we felt kind of old school, new school about musical theater. We could talk about old golden age musicals, and we could talk about the current things that were being mounted. And we felt like old friends almost immediately. And as we started talking, at one point he said, well, what about if you brought all your creative staff to this? And so Sarah, who you hear in the background right now, is doing the musical coaching on Fred's Party, which we now have as a musical scene, and that's coming in the next part of the story. So I brought in Ed, my technical director, and James Padilla, my lighting designer, and we all started working. And Reed Jackson, who is our production stage manager, he said he would go on the tour, and he was probably the first person hired in this year. So the core of the people putting the show together were from Four Corners Musical Theater, which gave us another level of investment in the show, which was swell that Lowell trusted us so much to turn his baby over to us. And of course, Lowell's been very involved. It wasn't like he gave it away. He just gave it to us to work with him. And then in the middle of sorting through songs and what Christmas carols were we going to use and were we going to have actors play instruments, Lowell finally said, how is it a possibility that you could get involved in this on another level and actually make it a new musical? So it would not only be a new readaptation of Christmas Carol, which Lowell wrote the book for, but we would write lyrics and new music. And so I said, if I can get Justin Hill, I think we can do that. And back in the day, I used to run the Sondheim Center, and we did 16 pieces of new work in 7 years, and Justin and I did all those together, including two new musicals that we wrote from scratch together. And so I knew he was really talented, but more importantly, I knew he was really fast. Because by the time we really made the commitment to do this, we were about 3 months away. And that's about as short a time as you can get talked in, or you should allow yourself to be talked into writing a musical from scratch. So we started, and then I'd already brought my good friend Dan Kamen in to play Scrooge. I've known Dan for a lot of years, and he's a magician and a clown, and he's the number one Charlie Chaplin aficionado in the world. And I just asked him on a fluke, I said, are you interested in possibly playing Scrooge? And he said, let me get back to you. And I put he and Lowell together, and they cut the deal. And so all of a sudden, I knew I had Dan as Scrooge. And he was asking me about some of the songs I was writing. And I sent him, I think I sent him the Marley song first. And he said, is it okay if I do a few tweaks to this? And I said, fine. And he did. And I said, I like them. I'd like to use them. He said, well, just use them. It's fine. And then he kept asking me about all the other songs. And we kept sharing material. And some songs ended up being chunks of me and chunks of Dan. And some songs are both Randy and Dan all the way through. And at one point we decided, Dan, you're the co-lyricist. I don't know. I mean, you've written as much of this as I have at that point. So Dan Kamen and I became the co-lyricist, and Justin Hill has written the whole score, brand new score. And then Aaron Burke, who, if you saw Little Shop, Aaron was our musical director for that, he's writing the performance tracks. So we'll be performing to... It's funny, because it's gone together so fast, we're calling this Christmas Carol 1.0. And at 1.0, the tracks are going to be piano and bass. And then by next year, as this develops, we'll have a 2.0 and we'll add more instruments. But literally, Justin Hill, we open next week, and Justin Hill just finished three songs yesterday that are the travel songs. So just keeping it simple in the track seem more logical.
Right.
So
right.
That's how it became a musical, and that's how we, and actually, once I got involved in it, Lowell was submitting people to me that he wanted me to look at, to consider for talent, and I started submitting people to him, and the cast is kind of an amalgamation of Four Corners Musical Theater people. Coco, if you just saw the urchins in Little Shop, she plays the Ghost of Christmas Past, and she plays Fred's wife in the Fred scenes. And then Sarah, who both is choreographing and is my associate director, she's playing Mrs. Cratchit. So she's in the show. But it also means I'm sending my associate director and my choreographer on the tour. With the new work, if there's anything that needs to be changed or restaged or cut, she'll be right there with Reed to figure out how to make that happen. So I'm sending my very best protection team for the creative process on the road. And then in the middle of that, Jake Swank, who's a dear friend, he played Melky White in Into the Woods last summer. He came up while I was sitting there and he said, is there any way I could go on the Christmas Carol tour? And I said, well, I don't know. And I said, we'd have to look at it because of your age. And then Amber, his mother, came up a couple days later and said, well, Tom and I've talked about it. If there's any way that you could use Jakey, if there's a way you could use me, we could go as a team. And that's what we're doing. We're using both Amber and Jake in the national tour.
How about that? There you go. And so it's a pretty big cast, I think,
yeah.
As we see them all lined up there on the stage. How many folks do you have then?
I think it's 20.
Okay.
Might be 22.
Right.
With some, we take four technical people.
Right.
And then the rest is all cast. And in this new version that we just created, everybody is double cast three and four times covering. They just sent the costumes to us. They just shipped from California, and for these 20 people, it's over six No, it's 8 boxes of costumes. Wow. So it's a big costume show.
Right. Well, and it's going on tour. And I guess that's the reason why it's maybe playing a little earlier here in Farmington, right? Before Thanksgiving, is because you're going to be on tour for the next, what, 5 weeks or 6 weeks?
Five or six weeks.
Something like that. We'll show the schedule here in a moment, everyone. But it's very exciting.
Thank
that
you.
This cast and crew. And this show that's being produced.
It will be the world premiere when we do it here in Farmington.
That's very true. And so I think folks have a chance to go see it, and we hope that they will. Again, it's coming up on the November 17th and 18th at 7:30.
Friday and Saturday.
Here at the Farmington Civic Center. And I want to hear from Lowell before we go much further to kind of talk a little bit about his contributions to the production of A Christmas Carol.
Sure.
So let's hear from him as you go to KSJE.
Joining me now to talk about his work with the new musical of A Christmas Carol, Lowell Williams is here. You have been producing and writing some of the music for this new production. So talk to me a little bit about how this all got started.
So I wrote the book.
The book, pardon me.
Justin Hill wrote the music, and Randy and Dan Kamen, who plays Scrooge, worked on the lyrics. And this is my 8th year doing this tour, but this is a brand new version of the show.
Okay.
And yeah, go ahead.
I was going to interrupt you, and I'm sorry. But so the story obviously is based on a story that we're very familiar with, correct?
Of course,
right.
Yeah.
And so you took that and kind of improved it.
Yeah, I hope so. Most productions of Christmas Carol use a narrator because the book is told by an observer.
Right.
And the rule in theater is show, not tell. And narrators tell by definition. So I took the narrator out. So that's my contribution to maybe making this a little bit more interesting and different than what you've seen before.
Right, right. And any challenges from your perspective of making this into a musical? I know you weren't as involved with the music, but how does that translate?
Well, in my other hat as the producer, you know, I hired the musician, I hired the composer, and Justin just been outstanding. We've made this as much Broadway as we could. And Randy has such fabulous connections with that kind of production that it's just been tremendous. I think it's going to be really, really a lot of fun.
And to do a touring show like this, have you done this before?
Yeah, this is the 8th year I toured the show. Yeah.
Gotcha. But this will be a little different show.
It'll be a very different show.
That you're taking on the road.
Yeah.
And so what are the challenges of doing that? I mean, of moving from place to place and pretty short schedule.
Yeah, most of the time we only do one performance in a particular venue. We pack up the truck, drive to the venue, unload the truck, set up the set and the costumes and the sound and the lights and everything. It takes us 3 or 4 hours to do that. And then we do the show in 2 hours, and then we pack it all up and go to the next place.
Off you go. No. You're pretty on.
We're doing
a tight
20
schedule.
22 shows in 38 days,
right?
And we it's a tight schedule. It's a lot of work, but you know, everybody in the cast is in their early 20s. Some of them, it's the first kind of time they've ever done a tour like this, and they're totally excited about it, and that makes all the difference. It's not work anymore. It's just a fun thing to do for a month.
I was going to ask if you have any advice for some of the newer members of the cast or any more of the crew.
Don't pack too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're carrying it all.
You have to carry everything. Yeah.
And pack and repack.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
What should audiences expect when they come and see the show? It sounds like they shouldn't have
dancing.
Any...
Like we've been here before with the previous version of the show. So
right.
if you saw that show. This show has a lot more dancing in it, a lot more music in it. There's some magic tricks now that Dan, who's playing Scrooge, is a magician.
Okay.
That he's contributed to the story. So it's going to be a very different show.
Okay.
And you'll be the first audiences to see it here in Farmington. Nobody has ever seen it before. So we hope to publish it and get other theaters around the country to do it.
Right.
So we're very excited about it.
Do you think this will have maybe a longer run than just this season?
I think absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. We're excited to see it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Joining me.
A little bit about behind the scenes here at the Farmington Civic Center with the writer and producer of A Christmas Carol. Randy West is also here, of course, and he is more of the brains behind this whole production. And we've been talking a little bit about how it's all been coming together pretty quickly, it sounds like to me.
It went together very fast, and yet We're all, you know, knock on wood, excuse me.
There it is. You could use my head, too.
I could.
Like, yes.
That it... We think it's good.
There you go. Well, and you've got a lot of folks that folks are maybe familiar with, actors
sure.
that keep coming back to work know, with you.
You know, those of you that have been seeing our shows, Tanner Berry, who's hard to miss in our shows, he's Fezziwig, and then he's also the Ghost of Christmas Present, and he's in the scene rehearsing behind us now, and then we also have Emma Price, who was in our Mamma Mia and was in Joseph, and then Zeta Lyle, who comes down from Durango, who was in our Mamma Mia. She was Annie in our Annie, and she was just Little Red and Into the Woods. I wanted to write a song for Fan, who is Scrooge's younger sister, who dies giving birth to Fred, which is why Ebenezer doesn't like his nephew Fred. But the Scrooge family has left Ebenezer alone at boarding school throughout all the holidays, and Fan goes at one holiday to get him and bring him home. And I wanted a number for that. And when I wrote some stuff and Dan wrote some stuff and then Justin wrote Home, and it was when Margaret, my wife, and I heard it the first time, Justin and his wife sang it in the demo. And we both cried. And I said, I need to get Zeta Lyle to do this role. And I contacted her the next day, and it was a couple of days of negotiation. But Zeta is going on her first national tour. So,
how about that?
So it is proving the theory that the training that we give and the preparation we give at Four Corners Musical Theater can land you a national tour. And so it's a little bit of proof of the idea.
Right.
And Dan, who is playing our Scrooge, I've known Dan for many years, and he plays clowns in front of orchestras, and he's a very good mime. He actually, when he got involved in this project, I said, I'd love to increase the magic in the show. And Dan said, I'll take that on. So there is increased magic this year, thanks to Dan being a magician.
How about that? Well, let's talk with Dan and see
sure.
what he's got to add to the production here of A Christmas Carol, the new musical at the Farmington Civic Center.
Joining me now, Dan Kamen is here. He has been cast as Scrooge in the Christmas Carol musical that is rehearsing now at the Farmington Civic Center. Dan, good afternoon and welcome to Farmington.
Thank you, Scott.
You were Scrooge. Is this the first time you've played Scrooge on stage?
It is the first, and it will probably be the last as well.
Oh, okay. What kind of part is he? We know the character, I think, from books and other portrayals.
Well, he gave the language the term a Scrooge. I mean, it's a great, like all those Dickens characters. He's so wonderful, and there's so much depth in him.
Right. And you will be certainly touring with the rest of the company, of course. So where are you based? When you're not here, where do you live?
I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So the tour takes you kind of close to your hometown, I guess,
the
right?
The closest we get is Youngstown, Ohio. There's some other places in Pennsylvania on the other side of the state.
Well, it's a long state.
Yeah,
right?
Wide state.
With some mountains in the middle or hills in the middle.
Yes.
So I understand. But tell me about this part, I guess. What got you interested in being a part of this show and being part of the tour?
Well, I've worked with Randy before and several times. And Randy called me and said, you know, we want these ghosts to have some magical things about them. And, you know, since you did magic when you were a kid, could you bring any, do you have any ideas? And that started us off on the conversation. And so I've ended up incorporating, can't do magic tricks as such in the show, but there's going to be some magic effects in the show that we've worked out.
Interesting. And that is another part of your background too, right? Is that magician and performing magic at other venues?
Yes, movies have had a sinister effect on my life. I saw a movie about Houdini when I was a kid with Tony Curtis, and I became a boy magician, performing at the birthday parties of gangs of unruly children.
Interesting.
It was a good introduction to the worst of show business.
I was going to say, children's birthday parties can be a challenge.
They are uncensored.
Right, exactly. And
unfiltered.
So... You might be able to show us a little something right now?
Well, I mean, I always have something. I mean, the air in Farmington is so crisp. You might even find, you know, I grew up doing things like this, obsessed with little movements like this. And of course, a movement like this would not be possible with a real coin. This is actually a fake coin. It's made of a sort of rubberized, take a look, Scott.
But it looks...
Excuse me, it's disgusting. I'm so sorry
you
had to see that. That was terrible, terrible. Let me just see if I can just get rid of it. That's enough of that.
Now it's gone. Okay. All right. Very good. Performing, you're in rehearsals now, of course, and yes. So the cast and crew are getting ready to premiere the show. This will be the world premiere, I guess, in Farmington before you go on your tour, correct?
The world premiere of a brand new, not just a brand new production of Christmas Carol, but a new production with not just Christmas carols, but all original music. And the bonus is that the music is fabulous. I helped Randy write the lyrics because we ended up getting into each other's spaces. And so roles have become a little confused. And so I'm having the thrill of my lifetime, actually, hearing some of the lyrics that I wrote being turned into beautiful musical tunes with amazing choreography by Sarah Harkness, our astonishing choreographer. Randy has assembled a top-notch creative team. And so the story of, I must say, even preparing it, Dickens is so moving. I mean, he knows how to tug the heartstrings, and it really inspired me to be part of this story, bringing this story back to life for a contemporary audience in this very, very different way.
Right. It sounds like if folks are familiar with the story, which we all pretty much are, it's maybe a little bit different than maybe what we think we're used to. Would you agree?
It's going to be a very different production than anything anybody's ever seen. And we hope for the better if we have anything to do with that.
Not your great-great-grandfather's Christmas Carol.
Not at all. Very contemporary.
Very good. Dan, thank you very much.
Nice to talk with you, Scott.
You too.
More from Farmington Civic Center, where we are having a sneak peek at the rehearsals for A Christmas Carol, the new musical. We're hearing some music in the background that is brand new to this performance, right? It won't hear it anywhere else except on stage on this tour.
Yeah, we thought when we started that we would write 4 or 5 songs, and I applied the Stephen Sondheim technique, which is letting Lowell write the book and then go in and read the very best parts of the book and then make them songs.
Okay.
And so I took Lowell's thinking and then changed that into some of them are just songs, some of them are musical scenes. And I will say that we have real, honest-to-goodness musical theater dancing in this. I mean, those of you that follow any of our shows, they tend to be kind of big and physical. And if we were going to kind of massage the national tour before we send it out under our brand, we wanted to do a show that was big and physical and fun and funny. And I'll tell you, I just said to Sarah, we got to go nuts in these dance breaks. And we intentionally wrote dance breaks. And I was telling Scott just a moment ago that when I was putting it together, I was intentionally a little anachronistic in what we put together. So the opening of the second act is a Broadway show, a Broadway song, big mm-hmm. Broadway song, big Broadway dance breaks. And, of course, Broadway didn't exist as we know it now in the time of Dickens. But I decided that ghosts move in time.
Sure.
So the Ghost of Christmas Present could certainly know about Broadway.
Why not? There you go.
But they are a big fun, I think, a great orientation to an entire family, and I think always the Dickens story is worth the telling around Christmas time.
Always. Very true. A great message, right?
Thank you.
It's kind of timeless.
Yeah.
True. And I want to touch base on the tour before we run out of time,
sure.
Randy West, because again, this is the kind of world tour of this new musical of A Christmas Carol. And so as we scroll through some of the dates on the screen, and if you're listening to this on the radio, we invite you to go to our Facebook page or our YouTube channel so you can see kind of what we're talking about. And some of the tour, of course, after it finishes here in Farmington on November 17th and 18th.
Saturday and Sunday, both at 7:30.
Literally hit the road.
That's right.
And off they go. And the next stop is South Carolina.
It's a jaunt. It's about a 3-day drive for them.
Right. But then they're setting up shop and they're performing there and in Florida and then let's see, Texas and back to Maryland, kind of bouncing just back and forth as you're able to book venues, I guess, across the country. And that wasn't your job. That was someone
else. That was CMI Entertainment.
Got it. And they do this for a living. So
that's what they're
kind of why you hired.
That's
them
what
to do
they
that.
Do. No, they hired me.
Oh, okay, all right.
They booked
very
the
good.
Tour.
Very good. But a lot of places. There's links to the website, of course, of where it's going to go.
Well, and actually, last year when we were doing the summer, we had a group of people from Kansas State, and we had one person who's very dear to Margaret and I that came down from Lawrence, and we're playing both Kansas State and Lawrence. So we'll have some people that did our summer program there.
There you go. But I know you'll be ending up Friday, December 22nd in Western New York, North Tonawanda, New York.
That's right.
How about that? And so that is, again, a big tour.
And then God willing and the water don't rise, they all have flights booked to fly to get home before Christmas.
There you go. A true Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
But it'll happen.
So, from your lips to God's ears, my friend.
Let's hope so. That's very true. Well, Randy, it's always great to visit with you and see the shows that you produce here in Farmington and now exposing us to the rest of the world and letting the rest of the world see what Farmington has to offer.
I can't tell you, Scott, how much it means to us, how much you support the cultural offerings in our town of Farmington.
Well, we're happy
to
do it. That's part of our mission, and we appreciate you being always available to let us come in and interrupt your day.
Anytime.
All right, fair enough.
Come see Christmas Carol.
It is coming on stage here at the Farmington Civic Center again, November 17th and 18th, everyone. This is KSJE On the Road.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.